It is Sunday, April 28th, 2024, at 2:34 p.m. Today, Lauren Elkies Schramm of the New York Post reported the following. Blame it on COVID. Campus protesters roiling colleges across the nation are part of a generation shaped by the pandemic, who grew up isolated and angered by school shutdowns and social distancing and are desperate to find a connection, community, and a voice, experts told the Post. The pro-Palestinian cause allows discontented youth to express, quote, long-withheld rage, said forensic psychiatrist Carol Lieberman. It gives them an, quote, opportunity to identify with the oppressed against oppressors. Quote, people who offer an escape from this confusion by promoting a direction they claim will lead to happiness and purpose have found a hungry audience, said Lieberman, a California-based trial expert witness. Protests and encampments ostensibly, quote, in solidarity with Palestinians have ramped up in the past week, starting with embattled Columbia University and stretching as far as Texas and Atlanta. Jewish students have reported feeling harassed and unsafe on campus as protesters chant things like, quote, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, end quote. It appears the young demonstrators don't have a full understanding of the movement they've aligned themselves with, Lieberman said. Quote, the worst example of ignorance is that the protesters do not know that terrorists want global jihad, not just to destroy Israel, Lieberman added. They also don't know what they are saying when they chant, quote, from the river to the sea, the psychiatrist said to the death to Israel phrase. Two Columbia students participating in an anti-Israel rally at NYU went viral when footage was shared by former Mayor Rudy Giuliani late Wednesday. They admitted they had no idea what the protest was about and wished they were, quote, more educated. Another relic of the pandemic has become a common sight at protests and college encampments, masks. While most of the country has moved on from COVID-19 protections, protesters are clinging to the facial fashion as a sign of fear of the virus, as well as a bid to shield their identities, reported online news outlet Semaphore, which noted the prevalence of covered faces in the current wave of demonstrations. Quote, to us, the optics are communicating that we deny the Biden administration's narrative about COVID, that it's no longer a big deal, Olin Magina, a spokesman for the March on DNC 2024 coalition, was quoted as saying, quote, it's about collective safety, and it's also about connecting this COVID neglect to the very issues that we're marching on the DNC for, end quote. The communal aspect of the demonstrations may also give demonstrators denied socialization at a key point in their lives comfort, said psychologist Jennifer Gittleman. The protesters may feel angry for the pandemic taking away pivotal, highly anticipated experiences for them, for example, socialization in college and missing graduations, and thus, they are using protesting as a way to release their anger, she said. And that's the article. Okay, so now we're getting into blaming Lord Fauci, Lord Anthony Fauci, right? Is that what the problem was now? It was the COVID lockdowns. You know, mistakes were made. We could not have known that these things would happen, right? And it's obviously COVID was what caused all, we have all this pent up frustration with these students that want to get out and do something meaningful. And so now they're getting involved in the pro-Palestine, or I would say pro-Hamas rallies, anti-Israel rallies. And this is interesting. It's a good point that this Carol Lieberman makes, that from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. The idea is you're going to push Israel into the sea. You're going to push them out. It's not going to be, we're going to get our land back. No, we're going to get it all. We want the whole enchilada, right? That's, you know, you give them an inch, they take a mile. That's the way it works, okay? I'm glad that some of these quote-unquote experts are willing to admit this. I could see kind of the left doubling down on, like, well, it was the lockdowns, man. 2020, 2021, you know, the kids, it's summertime now, or it's, you know, we're heading towards the summer, the temperatures are getting warmer, you know, kids just got to get out and feel like they belong to something and blah, blah, blah. So they're sort of, you know, the left has to walk a very delicate tightrope, right? They have to be, they're pretty much most, I would say a good portion of the left, even the center left is anti-Israel. A good portion of it is, so that they have to walk that tightrope. They're certainly pro-Palestine. There are a lot more pro-Palestine folks on the left than there are on the right, right? So they've got to walk that tightrope with the protesters, but yet they also have to sort of, you know, do the middle ground thing. Well, we don't want to get too violent, or we understand your plight, and blah blah blah. But you know, we have to do things a certain way. Yeah. So now all of a sudden, you know, they'll be concerned about more like things like the rule of law and you know, following campus guidelines as to where and when and how you can protest. I thought this was very interesting to note, and this is going to be fun to watch, by the way. Apparently, the Democratic National Convention, the DNC, is going to have their convention in Chicago later this year, you know, in preparation for the election. Well, they're already having problems on, you know, Michigan Avenue and other parts of downtown Chicago with youth being out. I got a feeling there's going to be some major protests out there. And apparently the mayor has already said, actually, you know what? I don't think it's Chicago. I think it's Washington, D.C. I'm not quite sure exactly where it's going to be, but the mayor has said she's going to arrest. No, it is Chicago. Kim Fox, excuse me. Kim Fox, the prosecutor, the woman who was incensed that we were trying to go after that poor guy, Jussie Smollett, you know, the guy that was trying to incite a race riot. She said that, they're going to prosecute protest anyone that protests at DNC. You know, the same one that won't prosecute actual real criminals. She just has to let them out. It would be racist to prosecute them. But now, they're going to go after protesters. So this whole thing is laughable. I would say, if you're on the right like me, if you're conservative, sit back, grab some popcorn, Twizzlers, maybe like a 32-ounce, container of Coke or something. Just sit back and enjoy the show, okay? Because this stuff's going to be going on for a while, these pro-Hamas protests. And once again, when you side with people that are holding hostages still, that have raped, murdered, and killed people, I'm talking about civilians, by the way. Oh, and also, by the way, not only do you chant death to Israel, but you also chant death to America, you are immediately my enemy, okay? You don't have to rationalize why you're saying this, so we oppose American imperialism and blah, blah, or Zionism or all that. No. You are immediately my enemy. That's fine. Just keep on doing what you're doing, okay? And yes, I still want to hear what you have to say. In fact, I want to shout it from the rooftops. I want people to know who you are, what you stand for, and what party you're affiliated with, and who you're going to vote for. I want to know all those things. I want to help you. Help me help you, okay? But rest assured, if you align yourself with those that say, well, for one, all cops are pigs, or all cops are bastards, and also those who say death to Israel and death to America, you are my enemy. There's no middle ground here, okay? So just rest assured on that. And I would say, you know what? What you guys are doing on these college campuses, keep it up. Keep on doing, and even get more and more vocal up until the November election. It's going to work great for the left. I guarantee it. Take care. God bless. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Good day.